Podcast time.
Can we pay for someone to sing that professionally?
I'm not.
Probably not.
That's great.
I'll give you a dollar to stop. Okay, what are we doing in the podcast today? Oh, it's Disney Plus time.
Yeah, The Mandalorian.
Yeah, we are also going to be recapping that LSU-Alabama game, and I'm about to get racist.
And Shinedown's coming through Chattanooga, and Greg's wearing a cardigan, and we're not getting racist.
This is Roundtable 105 on Radio.com, where Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense.
Yeehaw!
From Chattanooga, Tennessee, this is Roundtable 105.
Hi.
Not yet.
It's still too early in the day?
Yeah.
Darn. Well, it's 4:20 somewhere. That's what they done. So I actually saw you. You were talking about taking baths in cannabis.
Yeah.
Say what?
Yeah. I ran across a story on the social, the Book of Faces, whatever the hell. And they now have bath bombs that are cannabis. And I don't take baths. And before you make the joke, sure. I'm a shower guy. I like taking showers instead of taking a bath. But they have these bath bombs that are infused with cannabis that are supposed to help with
relaxation.
Relaxation. And and also fibromyalgia pain, which I don't have that, but certainly we are all stressed in our lives.
But willing to try.
Yeah, yes,
I have
exactly.
That thing cures. Whatever it is, I have that.
I have that.
Yes, I do. Well, I can have that in my bath. Yes, I have that, and I have that too.
Welcome to the 420 bathhouse.
Oh my God, what a world.
Now, is this like a CBD type thing?
Yeah,
or is
it's
it
a
actually?
CBD. Okay. Yeah, CBD.
That's cool, man. But the way they're making these products now, they're just everywhere. Creams, mm-hmm. bath bombs. Like,
mm-hmm.
Huh?
I'm willing to try anything.
Except a bath, apparently.
Yeah.
I'm a shower guy.
Yeah, I am.
So have you tried the
Disney? I don't know. Well, you know, a nice bath every now and then is kind of nice.
It is. You know, usually...
I'm not a normal bath guy.
No.
When's the last bath you took?
It's probably been a couple of months, but...
Uh-huh. Well, I was about a couple weeks ago.
But, I mean, if I get into that mode, if I'm like, I may hit it, you know, once every week or two.
Now,
you know, especially
you have...
like winter.
Yeah.
You know, like,
you're completely enveloped in the warmth, right?
No, I'm too fat to be enveloped. Than
anything.
The bath ain't that big. It's not a swimming pool.
I find a little moment of free time on like the weekends. Like the kids aren't going to be home. The wife for like an hour or so. I'm like, I may take
Do you light the candles?
I may get some 420 bath bombs going. Just put on some music. You never know. Have a party.
Have some DIY bath bombs for this one.
There you go.
I never thought I'd be talking to you about bathing, but I'm a bath guy. Every once in a while, I'll jump in that tub and rub-a-dub-dub. Ain't no shame through it.
Before we turned on the microphone, we were like, what the hell do we have to talk about today?
All right, Ben, and just because I'm curious, do you bubble it up in the whole nine? Or?
Sometimes I do. Actually, the kids have bubble bath, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to throw some of that in there right about now. And I got one of those fancy tubs with, like, jets in it.
Ooh.
Sometimes I'm like, oh, yeah, get up to pass the jets and then turn them on with the bubbles in it. I'm like in a spa.
I don't know. It looks like a Lucy episode waiting to happen, you know, when all the bubbles go downstairs.
Yeah.
No?
All over the place. Just Sean's boiling in the tub.
Nice.
Dude, I love it. I don't like cleaning myself in the tub, so I am very weird. I will get out and then just stand up and take a shower and rinse everything off. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, well, you got to. Because otherwise, you'd be.
You keep getting soap on.
No, you can't put soap on yourself underwater. It doesn't work.
So I got to get up and then take the shower. So I find myself being ridiculous. I'm like, I just took a bath. Now I got to take a shower.
Right.
But yes. Yeah. My fingers all wrinkly. I'm like, this was nice. Now you got to send me that link.
Okay, I will send you the link to the 420 bath bomb so that you can have a nice, relaxing, enjoyable time alone with yourself.
Yeah, maybe I'll throw on some Disney Plus.
Good luck.
Are you guys members of that club?
Good luck.
I am not a member of that club. I have a teenager, and I know probably Disney Plus would be a very valuable commodity in a home that has two children under the age of six.
Oh, it's built a babysitter. We're going out this weekend.
You won't see him for 3 years.
Throw on Disney Plus. Let's go, baby. Kids are taken care of.
All right, now, first and foremost, though, what I saw this morning was it didn't even work.
Oh, it was Hulia. It didn't even work.
So, well done, Disney.
I got home yesterday. I was like, oh, I can't wait to get this Disney Plus. I go, I was like, sorry, you can't get in right now. Keep waiting. Like, I felt like I was at Disneyland. Like, the wait time to get into Disney Plus is 3 hours. Uh-huh. Just stand there with your keyboard in your hand until we let you in. Mm-hmm.
But is there a fast pass feature on them?
And they draw it out. Disney is changing kind of the way we watch TV that Netflix had already changed. Disney's kind of reset the TV watching game.
How so?
The season one of the Star Wars show on Disney, their big release, The Mandalorian.
Right.
Which is the bounty hunter Star Wars guy. It's like a Western.
Boba Fett, yeah.
But I went home to watch it, and I sit down. First show I'm about to binge in forever, and I find out it's unbingeable.
I'm like, unbingeable?
What it's do you one mean? Episode at a time.
What?
Like, it's so 2005. Like, they give me one episode a week.
No.
And I got to come back the next week to watch episodes.
No, I'm not doing it.
It sucks.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Like, they didn't like what Netflix is doing? Just giving us all two at once?
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, they just want you to go back next week and then the week after and all that kind of crap. But, dude, I'm going back anyway.
Right.
You know, I think Netflix really got it right. You know, hey, let's put the entire thing out and, you know, I can knock it out in a week or whatever it takes me to do it. And I like that. I like it a lot. Because then I'm going to go back, you know, when I'm done with that, and what else can I find? And I'm going to do it again.
And you didn't find something you don't even watch or you care about.
Exactly. I'm watching, so I don't even know what it's called. I don't care. And I'm still watching. I'm almost done with two seasons of some show I don't even know what I'm watching.
Because I can just watch it now. I'm sucked in.
Because it's right there. And I'll be done with it tomorrow, and I'll go back and watch something else, probably in Portuguese that I can't. I don't even know what's happening, and I'll watch the damn thing.
So watch it. But no, Disney's like, you know what? That model doesn't work. Like, we're going to go back to the other models. Now, like, I'm just going to be late to every show. Like, I now should have just not got Disney Plus yesterday, waited 6 months, then got it, and then was able to watch The Mandalorian, right, binge it like that. Like, you got to wait for all 12.
Are they going to do it that way? I mean, they're not going to take this week's show off when they post next week's show mess with you.
Dude, that would be bogus.
That would be awful if they did that.
Yeah. Like, so now I just can't even watch it.
Yeah, I can't. I forgot.
Sorry, you didn't get it in time.
And they think my brain's going to keep all that information from week to week?
No.
I don't know what's happening.
Not after these bath bombs.
No, not at all. Exactly. Like, come on. Disney, hook me up. But they do have like over 500 Disney movies, the animated ones, the old black and white ones from when you were a kid, Greg.
Excuse me.
Wow.
You know, one show that they won't have and they don't have
on there.
I know what it
is. I know.
It's Song of the South. That is, if you've ever been to Disney, Splash Mountain, you know, all the Brer Rabbit and everything, that those characters come from that movie, believe it or not.
Really? I didn't know that.
And it is not a proud moment in Disney history because it looks back at the days of the South in a rose-colored glasses way. I mean, this is the movie that zippity-doo-da, zippity-day, it comes from that one.
What was the name of it?
Song of the South.
And that's not on Disney Plus.
No, because it's racist as hell.
There you go.
Yes.
They're like, nope.
I mean, you can't even buy it. I mean, no. You know, maybe you'll find one on eBay or something like that. But
you know, a couple of years ago, the family and I went down to Savannah, and one of the shops along
they probably got a store completely devoted to it.
A pirated version of it, but they had several copies, and I almost bought it. Almost bought. They had it on DVD.
Of course you did. Racist.
Oh, it was a collector's item.
The thing is,
rampant racist.
Thing is, the movie came out in like 1946, and before Disney Plus, before VHS, before DVDs and Blu-rays, Disney had the binging thing down to this way. Every 10 years, they would re-release their classics into movie theaters. So, you know, like Mary Poppins came out in, say, 65, something like that. They would have a 10-year anniversary and re-release it to theaters, the 20-year anniversary.
The same movie. They wouldn't, like, to remake it with a different cast.
No,
it was the
same exact movie. And they would bring it back to movie theaters because you didn't have VHS. You didn't have Disney Plus back then. They used to do that with Song of the South. And I do remember seeing probably in 1976, which would have been like the 30th anniversary of that movie, Song of the South. I saw it in the movie theater.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And So there you go.
Forming his racist.
The Ramden origin story.
It's not hate, it's heritage. Zippity doo da, zippity day.
I had no idea that song had anything to do with any of that. I was just like, oh, that's a catchy tune.
It is. It won an Oscar, my friends. So there you go.
There we go. Oh,
what you won't find on Disney Plus.
No, I mean,
you won't find the full season of The Mandalorian, nor will you find Song of the South.
Nope. And you won't find, I don't know, I'm not sure. I haven't had a chance to really deep dive.
Well, of course you can't, because it doesn't work. So you can't watch nothing. got your money. We're out of business. Bye.
In a way, I mean, it is funny that everybody was waiting to get Disney Plus like this, and then it was just broken.
Mm-hmm.
But in their defense, I mean, you have the entire world who's just addicted to Disney, like, and they wanting that at the same exact time. They told us, like, a year in advance when it was coming. Netflix and Hulu and those guys, they had a chance to, like, ease into that.
Right,
like,
right.
Disney, give me Disney. And you're like, we're not ready for everybody at once.
And if anyone is surprised that it crashed on its premiere day, you're an idiot. I mean, I don't know. Was going to happen. No, it was going to happen because look at how much free publicity that Disney got because it crashed. I mean, it showed up all over my news feed.
Because people just want to complain about something.
Exactly.
And that's just for me, too. Like, I actually really like Disney Plus, but I'm taking notes. Like, what can I complain about? I couldn't log in. There's only one season of The Mandalorian. But hey, I've got 9 million episodes of Star Wars movies to watch. But nope, I want to complain about what's not here.
Hey, come on. We work at a radio station, and we have social media, so we know that you cannot please everyone all the time.
You can't. You're like, hey, we have Shinedown coming in April. Oh, bummer. I wish it was Breaking Benjamin. Like, huh?
We've got a big concert announcement. Oh, some band I forgot from the 2000s.
Wow.
Like, oh, maybe another Scott Stapp or something. I'm like, dude, you know how many people love Scott Stapp? They're sorry you missed it, you angry internet person. Come out of your mom's basement and enjoy some of these things with the rest of us.
You deserve a 420 bath bomb. Chill, do.
Calm it down, man. But chill. Yes, you can't please everybody. Like, it's just so funny. People just find a way to complain. Like,
yeah.
The guy who was annoyed by Shine Now because it wasn't Breaking Benjamin was just like, why? Why say anything?
Wow.
Yes, this is what we talk about when we're not on the air. We're going, did you see what this idiot posted about that? He took the time to say that he hated it.
It is funny. We respect everybody. We appreciate the feedback. We really do. No.
Oh, we do.
No.
Well, no. Boner doesn't.
No, not me. Well, if you're going to say something stupid, then just keep it to yourself.
But that is pretty wild, man. Shinedown playing the Tivoli.
No, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. I know they played there once before.
They played the Tivoli before?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure did.
That's cool, man. I know you've got a great relationship with Brent, the lead singer up there, and I know he's excited to come down here. That's the first actual day of their whole tour they're kicking off.
Yeah, that is the first day. So.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh,
yeah.
Well, thanks for passing that information along to the guy who does middays on Rock 105.
That's the first day of their
spring tour. If only there was a way for you to find that information on your own.
Right down the hall from you.
If
Greg,
only there was a way,
long way since 1975.
For you to Google it.
We have these computers over here in the corner.
Same way I found out.
I'm going on our Facebook right now and complaining about my coworker.
But we have
right
opening
now.
Night for the Shinedown tour. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Opening day in Chattanooga, up in lights. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be wild. Tickets are on sale Friday.
Sorry it's not Scott Stapp, but we'll try our best. Yeah.
We'll do our best to make you have a good time, even though I'm pretty sure the show's probably going to sell out. It's probably already
right.
sold out.
Right.
Yeah, right. And it's an evening with Shinedown, so there is no opening band or any of that. It's just Shinedown.
Oh, that's cool, because I did get some local acts trying to, you know, ask me.
Oh, yeah, I got plenty, which is why I brought this up. There will be no opening act.
None.
I got at least 3-4 people going, hey, how about you?
I got a bunch on our Instagram, too, which is, I mean, we appreciate the local acts, and we can get you on shows. We absolutely will, but an evening with Shinedown, that's a little bit, it was hard enough to get him here.
Right.
I mean, that's one of those things. That's what they want to do. So what's
an evening with like? I mean, I saw there's going to be some B-sides, some stuff they don't play a lot. And I also read the description of Brent, who was quoted saying, like, each show's going to be a little bit different. But do they still do, like, their big tracks? Like, am I going to hear Cut the Cord? Or they just like, you know?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that they will. That's one thing that, you know, I heard that, well, they're doing B-sides. I'm like, B-side of what? There ain't no, I mean, this isn't like 1972 where they, you know, you put out a 45 and there's the main track on side
which
A and
a side.
A B-side, mm-hmm. which is just some other song. That's a B-side.
The other one.
What B-side of a CD do you have now? Yeah, I don't know.
It's just like not songs, I guess, that they weren't considered singles by the record company, maybe. Mm-hmm. Perhaps. We didn't release this or shoot a video for it. I guess it would be a B-side nowadays?
I have no idea what a B-side of what.
It pretty much means like we could just do whatever we want. Show up and watch Shinedown mm-hmm. do us.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll play this song, maybe we won't. Maybe we'll do this song, maybe we won't. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's cool, because that fits the Tivoli. Like that evening with, you got that vibe inside the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been on that stage at the Tivoli, luckily enough to do stuff there. That stage is huge.
It's a big stage, yeah.
It is a big stage. And what's great about sitting in the audience of the Tivoli, there really is not a bad seat.
No,
it really isn't. I went to see Bernadette Peters there a couple of months ago, and I know you don't know who that is, but regardless, we were in row Z. We got very inexpensive tickets at the last minute, and I was like, row Z. Great seats, all the way in the back on the floor, but we were able to see and hear, and the acoustics at the Tivoli are just fantastic. Saw Ghost there,
Ghost,
and I think we were like row U or something like that on the floor. It was pretty far back there as well, even standing and watching, because the whole venue, as old as it is, it was built terrifically with awesome acoustics.
It really was. And seeing some of those theatrical shows, like seeing Ghost at the Tivoli, looking back, was just wildly entertaining and awesome, because mm-hmm. it was almost like a Broadway set that they had brought in.
Right.
You know, I don't know if Shinedown's going to bring in that much elaborate stuff, but anyway, they have a lot of room for activities, should they choose to, on that Tivoli stage.
Right.
I don't know. I can't imagine that they'll have a whole lot of pyrotechnics in there. You know, explosions and mm-hmm. whatnot. I mean, maybe. I'm not in Shinedown, so I really don't know.
We should float them that idea, though. Pyrotechnics.
Yeah. More explosions.
We
want to
see things blowed up.
Blow up more things, Shinedown.
And could we request Zippity Doodah?
Yeah. So this is just a cool time here, man. We have the Five Finger Death Punch show 2 weeks. Shinedown. Announced a 10-year show earlier this week. Like, we're just...
Yeah.
You're keeping the
Five Finger Death Punch going to be here before we know it. 23rd, 10 days from when we are recording this, 10 days from today.
Yeah. Have you... Five Finger, they've been through before with you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
29, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
Do you remember who opened up for them that show?
Was no.
It, was it local sport?
No idea.
Because it's not 3 days grace, battles, and fire from the gods.
No,
fire
right.
from the gods.
That's some band name. Fire from the gods. You can dig on that.
It sounds a bit, you know, we are fire from the gods.
Your face starts melting as soon as they say the band name.
Mm-hmm.
Here's our first single, Flower People. No. What? Huh?
Sunflower from Fire from the Gods.
Oh, speaking of podcasts, remember I always bring up podcasts because everybody has a podcast. Celebrities have podcasts and they get to interview celebrities. Brad Pitt has a podcast and did a wonderful interview with Adam Sandler.
Sandman.
And a teacher of his, an acting teacher at New York University, actually took Adam after class. He says, let's go have a beer. And while at the bar, he goes, Adam, you've got a lot of spirit, but you just don't have it. So it would probably be better if you chose some other direction in which to pursue your career. Well, he didn't listen, of course, and Adam, love him or hate him.
Well, I mean, the teacher was right, if you've seen some of the Sandman movies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But he ran into this said teacher a couple of years later after he was very successful, and he introduced him to his friends and didn't rub his nose in how successful he was. But Sandler said, ladies and gentlemen, this is the only teacher who ever bought me a beer. And I thought
I like
that was pretty cool.
I actually like that. I saw that too, and I actually, from Adam Sandler, I don't expect him to be a total D, like a jerk.
Right.
Like, I kind of expect that from him. Like, there's other people I expect. Like, this is the guy that told me I can't act. I just made $100 million this weekend. Because that's what I would have done.
I suspected, so I wouldn't.
Yeah, I probably would have said something, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And wouldn't have said it in a mean way, but, you know, dude said I couldn't act. I mean, well, hey, you were right. You know, I mean, I would probably say, that, hey, you were exactly right. I got everyone fooled.
Yeah, but I still made money.
Yeah.
Because yeah, that is a great story. When I heard that, I was like, wow, that is just, I mean, that's the Adam Sandler I guess you'd expect. He is genuine like he seems to come across. And mm-hmm.
Why does everybody have to have a podcast? Why does everybody feel like what they have to say is important?
Well, the three of us are sitting here doing one.
Yeah,
because we were like, everybody else has one, so we must get one too. Do you think theirs are better than ours? Because I don't listen to this one.
Oh, I would think so. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll just wait for that moment when our boss, hey, guys, let's go out for a beer. This whole podcast thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the only person that took me out for a beer.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I don't know why everybody has a podcast, but I do find them to be super interesting. Like, if you hit on something, like, I will find myself listening to a podcast about something incredibly niche as long as I kind of, you know,
well, I
get
have,
into it.
I have friends who love listening to the crew trimes. That's why I don't do a podcast. I can't speak worth a damn. True crime.
Yes, the true crime.
The true crime podcast.
That's what got a lot of us into it, that Serial podcast, you mm-hmm. know, like 7 or 8 years ago. I mean, I remember for me, that was like my first podcast experience. I was like, this is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. The Saeed guy. I don't even know if he's still in jail or got. I never went back to it, but then I was like, it was a storytelling platform, and now here we are. Just for us idiots.
But that takes too much preparation. Do you know how much preparation we did for this episode of Roundtable 105?
You want, Bone, you want to tell me what you're doing 20 minutes ago?
Nothing.
You're just like, I just woke up. Yeah. Like, that's how much prep.
Yeah, there was none. We sat here and discussed what we had nothing to discuss. You know, we got really nothing to talk about. And then we started talking about stuff, even mm-hmm. though no stuff.
But that's the stuff we're supposed to talk about. At the beginning of this, they say it's Greg, Sean, and Boner talking about stuff mm-hmm. from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Woo! That's what the guy says in the open.
Does he?
You never heard the open?
No.
Oh, he's...
You know, I was trying to sit here and think, have I ever listened to a podcast? No.
Have you
ever
seen your own podcast?
No.
Not even.
No,
and
yes, but I mean, there's a reason. I don't want to sit here and listen to myself and see, ooh, what did I say? Ooh, was I good? You know,
how would you rate this? And I'll do that for you.
No, you go ahead. See,
I think you're doing just fine, dude.
I don't listen to myself, so I know what I know in advance what I'm going to say is stupid.
Exactly.
So for me to go back and confirm my stupid, I mean, it's a total waste of time.
Wait a minute. That was not stupid enough. You need to be stupider next time.
I mean, I could critique my stupidity mm-hmm. and yeah, do I need
down a little bit?
do I need to raise the bar on my dumb? I don't know.
It's pretty good right where it is. I do appreciate the lack of effort.
Yeah, no, you're totally welcome.
So, we're working right through. Did you guys, you got your sweater on today, Greg?
Yeah, November 13th was Mr. Rogers, Wear Your Cardigan, Be Kind Day.
Where did all this come from? Because my wife left this morning and she's like, make sure you wear a cardigan. It's Wear a Cardigan Day. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, where do you come up with this shit? She's like, everybody knows this. Like, it's like I'm completely insane for not.
Everybody knows today's Wednesday. Outside of that, I don't think anybody knows where the date is.
But it's Mr. Rogers Wear a Cardigan Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't have a cardigan. Honey, I may have to borrow one of yours. She's like, hey, knock yourself out. You know, I don't care.
Yeah, do you just have that cardigan laying around?
Yes.
Sure.
You have multiple cardigans.
No, this is my only cardigan. I had to have one. I think my kids gave it to me as a Father's Day typical dad gift.
Not yeah. perfect,
I mean, do you try it out? Like you come home and do the whole thing? Won't you be my neighbor? Do the whole deal? You change your shoes?
Well, it involves hand puppets. What can I say?
You know.
Do you have a good Mr. Rogers impression?
Not today. You know, ever since this past weekend when it finally got cold, my voice is constantly trying to leave at any moment. So I don't have any imitatable talent at this moment, or talent period for that matter.
That's right. That is a really swell
I like the stripe
sweater.
Of blue that brings out the color in my eyes.
Okay.
Not many people. I couldn't pull it off. I wish I could.
No, I could not pull off a
If I wore
sweater.
That, I want somebody to take my picture.
Comes from. You could wear this cardigan with your kilt.
It would match, I
it
think.
It would,
yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That is pretty funny. He just said he couldn't pull off a cardigan, but he shows up in a kilt.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't do the sweater thing, but the male dress thing.
But the kilt really yes. has some stupid implications that I was silly enough to wear a kilt to work. So it's not like, let me see what kind of style I have in this kilt here.
So how stupid can I be?
Yeah, it's more like, I know that walking through the door, people are going to go, look at idiot boy wearing a kilt. Yeah, and I'm like, I haven't even done anything yet. I just walked through the door. Whee!
That's a good point. I mean, you, with a bit like that, you're winning everywhere you go.
Exactly. The guy who wore a kilt.
And I didn't go anywhere else.
Except here.
Yeah.
But you're not man enough to wear that kilt this week, are you? It's 27 degrees outside. You ain't showing up in no dress.
And believe me, I swear to God, this morning I saw it up in the closet and went, not a chance. No way. It's freezing. I'm not wearing that.
I think that's when you really man up. You're like, it's 27. I'll wear my dress today.
Well, if I were going to do that, I would have gone to Home Depot the day that I wore it. And I knew I needed to go. I'm like, I am not going to Home Depot. I get my ass kicked in the hardware aisle. I don't need that.
Freedom! Where's the boards?
Yeah, so I just went home, changed, And then got more ridicule at home. Look at him. Look at the idiot.
I don't know why. I would wear that on holidays. Anytime you had company over, I just always show up my kilt. Hey, we're having a dinner party. 1 minute. Gonna go change.
The party's over at Boner's house when he comes downstairs wearing the kilt.
All right, everybody go.
It's go time for the Bone Man.
Run for your lives.
Leave now.
I just see them.
Have you worn it for friends yet or just us here?
No, I haven't. No, the only time I've worn it is the day I wore it here.
Just a work thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I may bust it out one day. If, my best friends and I go somewhere, which we do every 5 years or so, we'll, hey, let's all meet up in, Chicago or whatever. If we ever did that, and had, a golf, which I don't know why we would, but I would probably bust it out and go, all right, I'm ready to go. And they'd be like, you dumbass.
I see when you killed the high socks, little fedora on the golf course.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Let's go. Let's do it.
That's such a kilt.
Yeah. We all need one.
I do. You made a great point. Like, why can't guys be free, too? Like, we don't need restricting things around our legs. Just if you want to just, stand over the toilet and pee, knock yourself out.
I did wear underwear.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and thank God I did because our HR person said, hey, twirl for me. And just for the... And I had no idea that, I've never worn anything like that. So I'm, but as I spun around, the back of it was like, she's like, oh, my God. I'm like, oh, wait.
Now, is that the first time somebody said twirl for me?
Yeah, I've never had anybody say twirl. So that was my first twirl.
Oh, okay.
You did. You did a good job.
I killed the twirl.
Sounds like it.
I'm glad.
Came flying out.
I'm glad I didn't start in the back and swing around to the front because, I could have been.
Coming back in the HR office.
Like a lottery wheel.
Yeah, she's like, whoa, God, don't do that again. Yeah, so.
Fantastic.
Oops.
So, Greg, how was your party over the weekend?
It went well. Neither of you would know. Forget it. No, I understand.
LSU won.
LSU did win, and it is always difficult watching any game involving LSU with my wife in the room.
Even when they're winning like that, she's probably pins and needles.
Well, that was a good game.
Awesome.
I mean, CBS, I think it was the most watched college football game in like 8 years.
Wow.
Like 16.
I could see that. 'Cause the game was interesting the whole time.
Exactly.
Close.
Exactly. And that's the kind of game I love to watch. I hate watching blowouts. I hate, regardless, even if LSU would have just wiped them off the face of the planet, that's not a fun game. That's
Which
not
Coach O thinks they did. You hear him after the game? I mean, he's like, oh, I'll bet we're killing a recruit and we kill him here, we kill him. Whatever he says. I need hooked on phonics, Coach.
We kill them everywhere. We're killing them in the trenches. We're killing them.
The guy's voice is like, bad.
And Nick Saban is home with a voodoo doll killing him, like, right now. I mean, Saban is not... this isn't over with.
Oh, no.
I feel like Nick Saban is all that. He's stewing somewhere, quietly killing Coach O.
The one thing that bothers me about Alabama fans is that if they lose, they didn't play well. You can't just lose. You can't play well and lose. Yeah. If they lose, it's because they didn't play well. If they play, you know, like they're supposed to, they should win every game till the end of time.
Well, yeah.
But it doesn't work that way.
You
get beat, you know, and that's the way it goes. Well, they didn't play well.
LSU could have played better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But again, it shows the foibles of both LSU and Alabama, both great teams. There is no denying that. But they are human. And they make bad calls, bad mistakes. They throw interceptions. But that's a game. That's the game.
That's football. That's what makes it fun. It's unpredictable. The drama.
Right. And that's why you play the game. You know, if you did it all on paper and went, oh, well, Alabama wins. Okay. Well, next week, let's see.
It's no fun.
Well, yeah, but screw it. Let's not even play.
I wish I could remember who said this quote about college or just sports in general is that watching sports is watching excellence. And you have to think about that.
Well, they haven't been watching my team.
Well, maybe the other team when they're playing your team. But it's always, specifically with the LSU-Alabama game, those are both excellent teams, not perfect teams. There's a difference between perfection and excellence. And you see them both doing the best that they can under the given circumstances at that particular point in time. And you had one of the most excellent college football games. Yes, I'm happy LSU was the victor in this particular case. I would have enjoyed the game maybe slightly less if Alabama had lost by that same, what was it, three?
You mean one.
3 points?
One, right.
I mean, if they had won.
But the same kind of game script, like the same kind of gameplay. Like it's close the whole way through.
Exactly.
It's an enjoyable game. And as a fan of neither team, I kind of felt that too. But I mean, you have that part of you that I just want Alabama to lose because they just Same thing when you watch a Patriots game. If you're not a fan of the Patriots, you just root against them at this point.
Right.
The one thing I did notice was that there were a ridiculous number of hot chicks in the stands. Just saying.
They don't show anybody else though. That's their thing. Like,
but if you are showing an Alabama game, it has to be that way. Because if you show anyone else, man, there's no telling what.
Focus on the hot ones.
Oh my God, there's a drop off. There's a serious drop off.
You seen them Arkansas women?
No.
Can't point it out.
Yeah, keep it on the hot ones.
That's
my
funny.
God, Jim.
Well, guys, as a fun little roundtable discussion again.
Well, we'll see if anyone listens and agrees with us.
Number one in the building.
Number one in the building.
We are good.
And growing. I think the neighbors are starting to listen.
Are they?
Branching out.